Aiden Hutchinson. I love this, John. And I think you do too. He was talking about the expectations for the upcoming season, which are the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And he's quoted it in ESPN. It's unreal. There's a lot of hype coming into this year. But I think it's well-deserved hype. I think a lot more guys on our team understand what this year is, and we understand what we've got, and we're all ready. This embracing of the pressure, embracing of the expectations, understanding that this is a Super Bowl caliber team, and not being afraid to talk about it, not being uncomfortable.
Well, and he does go on to say at the end, so there's one quote that I think is very pivotal in this, because this conversation can make people very uncomfortable when you start being boastful about what you can do. And you know, he talks about everybody putting everything into this year, but he also says there's a lot of great players on this team. I think we could have that, we could just have repeated success over the next few years. And yes, I think we all believe that this team is built for a window. We always talk about the Super Bowl window. I think their window is just getting opened. But he does, in the middle of it, talk about why they have this confidence. And he says the first step is to handle what we do in our division. If we can handle what we do in our division, that goes a long way. Spot on.
Yep.
You've got to be able to win your division. You've got to be able to take care of the teams that you're going to play twice every single year. And when you're outside your division, and this year I think the division is going to be much improved over last year, especially with Green Bay, and we're not sure what to make or not make of Jordan Love. But it makes people very uncomfortable, especially in Detroit, because we've not been in this position. As Lions fans, we've been able to be boastful about other teams, but we have not been able to be braggadocious about what the Detroit Lions have done or what we believe they will do. And what makes people even more comfortable is, you know, there's a lot of sports fans who are superstitious. They believe in the jinx and all those different things. And if you talk about it too much, about what you're going to do before you've done it, now all of a sudden you've set yourself up for failure.
Yeah, I don't look at it that way.
I don't either.
Some people will be uncomfortable with the fact that the Lions are openly discussing the lofty goals. I think it's important to have lofty goals. I think it's important to have something that you're aiming for. Right? When you're doing that extra rep at practice, when you're hitting that extra rep on, you know, the weight rack in the off season, you want it to be because you have the goal of winning a Super Bowl and that you actually believe it.
And it's
not some like, listen, 3 or 4 years ago, Lions players probably showed up and said, yeah, we want to win a Super Bowl this year. Was it realistic? No. It is realistic now. And I think having that motivation for this team and owning it and accepting it and not letting it be something that scares you, but embracing it is a good thing.
And I think I used this term on you, or this quote on you, when we were going through the schedule game and I came up with 14 wins and you were a measly 12. Don't be afraid to be good. And this is all part of it. Don't be afraid to put people on notice. Hey, we're coming. We're going to beat your ass. And this is something that we are preparing to do. We're planning on doing it. And then when it comes time, this is what we're going to do to you. It's okay to have those conversations. And we've heard about expectations from Brad Holmes. I think that's great. We've heard about expectations from Dan Campbell. That's as well. That's great. But you got to hear about it from the players. And in this case, you know, every player is going into a season and they're manufacturing a way to make the playoffs in their head, and this is what we should be doing against this opponent. And there's nobody that really goes into the season as a player with, I would call, realistic expectations. Even Carolina, there's a lot of guys on that team, if not all of them, that are saying, here's our path to the playoffs. Now, when the season starts, reality sets in and there are going to be teams that have no chance at making the playoffs or at a Super Bowl berth. But the Detroit Lions are not a part of that. And it's okay to talk about how good you believe you are. Don't be afraid to put that out there, and don't be afraid of greatness.
Visualize it. We talk about that all the time with athletes. Visualize it.
The mental side of things is something that, I mean, we've talked about mental health. We've talked about the emotional side of things. The mental side of things can be as, or if not more important than what you're doing physically.
But it doesn't have to be a taboo. Like Super Bowl and Lions, one of the biggest taboos. I remember whenever the Lions would offer a glimmer of any optimism over the last 30 years of my life, you couldn't get too excited. You couldn't dare bring up those two words. You'd be laughed out of the room. There's no way. And it's become a taboo. It shouldn't be anymore. The team was in the NFC title game. They had a big halftime lead. They didn't finish it. But the goal is to finish it this time around. Get to the Super Bowl. They're plenty good enough. They've overhauled the roster. This team, in the words, Super Bowl shouldn't be taboo. And it shouldn't make you uncomfortable. I think you have to get used to it because, to Aiden's point, this could be the start of several years where that is the expectation. I didn't say they will win it every year for several years, but that will be the expectation. And you should embrace it. You should accept it. The pressure is something we've been waiting our entire life for.
And Aiden Hutchins talks about like one of the biggest improvements this team has made. And it you can't necessarily say, oh, well, we're going to be much better on third down, or we're going to be better in the red zone. Like you, those are all things that you're preparing for, but it's about consistency. And he mentions consistency. I feel like the biggest thing is consistency. I feel like it's consistency with working out, with diet, with nutrition, with everything. And when we've all had those moments in school where you have a test, and if you've prepared for it, you go in with great confidence. Mm-hmm. When you don't prepare for it, you go into it with a lot of hope.
Like, I want there to be a rep in practice where someone lollygags it and someone says, that's not a Super Bowl rep. And to mean it. And it's not some like weird coach speak because we all can win the Super Bowl. No, this team is good enough to win a Super Bowl, and that rep is not going to get it done. I love that that is something that should be openly discussed by Aiden Hutchinson and by all the players. Like, I saw Terrion Arnold. He posted something on, I think it was his TikTok, and it said, if you ask me how football was going, I would generally say good. But if you ask me to go deeper, I would say that this 21-year-old is under so much pressure to perform. If my team doesn't win a ring, it's considered a failure, but I'm built for it and ready. Prayer hands. Like, embrace the team you were drafted into. Embrace that this is the expectation for the Detroit Lions, that it's the Super Bowl or y'all failed. You didn't get it done. You got to get it done next year. The Super Bowl shouldn't cripple you. The expectation should be the wind beneath your freaking wings, as Dan Campbell said a year ago.
This is where I differ a little bit. Rookies should be seen and not heard.
You don't like that he said that?
I like that he thinks that. I like the mentality, but I will always hold to the principle. And if somebody's going to put a microphone in front of your face and they're going to ask you questions, sure, I want you to be able to answer it. I want you to answer it with confidence. But I will always hold to the principle that rookies are seen and not heard.
Okay, so were you teammates with Kevin Smith?
Yes.
He said as a rookie after they came off the 0-16 season that they were going to make the playoffs. At least Terrion Arnold's not going that far.
Well, that's because they got their offensive line was much improved.
Number 76, right?
That's right.
Seriously, guys, I can't wrap my head around why people don't think this team will be better. Where's the positional weakness? Are you going to still go a corner? Well, they did address it, and so...
So it's unproven.
There's going to be some growing pains with that, and I would expect that early in a year. But if Brad Holmes drafted the right players and picked up the right players in Davis... That secondary should be coming around late in the year.
And we have the confidence that Brad Holmes is pretty good at finding talent in the draft, right?
There was a team that went 13-4 the year before, and it was the Vikings, and everybody called them frauds, and I think justifiably so. What was fraudulent about the Lions?
Well, so we go back to the conversations even before the draft. If they did not take anybody in the draft and they just took the field as they were after not making a big splash in free agency. They made some additions, but not a big splash. We thought at that time that they were a better team, quote unquote, on paper, than they were the year before. Now you go and you address some needs in the draft with Terrion Arnold and Ennis Rakestraw. And now all of a sudden, you've addressed the biggest deficiency of your team. That was the secondary. You've also addressed in free agency some of the other areas of concern. And I think, I don't know how people say that this team is not going to be better on paper.
I think they're the best team in the NFC. And you get to the Super Bowl, and you could beat anybody in a one-game situation. We saw this team do it last year. 248-539-9797. The question is about mindset. It's very clear this team's aware of their Super Bowl window, the chance to go win the Super Bowl this season. And we asked questions of Lions fans. It's no longer a taboo. Are you okay with it? Does it make you uncomfortable at all? I don't think this team is fragile. I think this team is young, hungry, improved, and ready to win a Super Bowl. And I don't think there's anything wrong with saying it out loud. Not going to hurt their chances by embracing it. If anything, I think it helps because now you can judge everything by the Super Bowl.
The standard.
The standard. Is this a Super Bowl rep? Is this going to get us ready to win a Super Bowl? Are we doing everything we can to be the best team in the NFL this season? As opposed to what the Lions' history has been, which is, golly gee, I hope we're better this year. I hope they don't hurt my feelings this year, rip my heart out on Sundays. Now it's much more tangible.
And I just think, especially with the Lions, one thing that I hear, and I've heard it all offseason, when we hear from Brad Holmes, we hear from Dan Campbell, we hear from the players, is it does make certain individuals uncomfortable when the players are talking about. Now, they have the ability to talk about an NFC championship berth because they've been there, done that. But they don't like it when they start talking about the expectation is Super Bowl. We are a Super Bowl contender. That makes people very uncomfortable because they haven't been there. They've never been there in the Super Bowl era. So what gives them the right to be able to talk about that before they've done it?
Well, but this is the idea that people go, you act like you've been there before. They haven't, and that's okay. You're allowed to act like yourself
and agree.
Be yourself and be genuine in the moment. You know what's genuine? Being excited for something you've never had before and using it as fuel and motivation and not being afraid of your own shadow anymore. That's what gets me. We spent so many years talking about SOL and the same old Lions and these bunch of losers who couldn't get out of their own way, and now they have legitimate success, a division championship. They had an NFC title berth. They're legitimately stacked with quality young players, objectively, not just slappy Lions radio. We don't have to do well, guys, I don't know. It's a little premature. F that. Why do we have to do that? This team graduated, and the fan base has to as well, and I think most people have. But we've wanted to check in with Lions fans today as Aiden starts talking a little bit. Terrion Arnold, he referenced the Super Bowl in his latest TikTok. Like, can you embrace it or are you holding back? 248-539-9797. You want to get to the phones?
Yeah, let's do that.
We got Lou in Detroit this morning. Lou, good morning.
Morning. I think the defense, is it a top 10 Super Bowl defense? That concerns me. The pass rush has got to be better. Hayden Hutchinson, you got to get to the quarterback. I hear about pressures. Get more sacks, man. It's the defense that concerns me. Yeah, Super Bowl team, I got them winning 12 games. Green Bay's going to be tough in that division. So that concerns me, the pass defense.
Do you think the pass rush will be better, especially if the secondary is not a sieve?
It will be better. But I wish they had addressed this pass rush last year, like Montez Sweat or whatever. I wish they had taken care of that last year. We would have got to the Super Bowl. And I'm with you, John. Rookies, be quiet. I don't need rookies to be talking. You know.
I'm with you, Lou. Seen and not heard. Seen and not heard.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Hey, good stuff, Lou. Let's talk pass rush, okay? Last year, they kind of faked it. They blitzed a lot in the second half of the season, the last month or so. The game that really stands out to me is that Denver game Saturday night, primetime, where they got turnovers because they blitzed. And if you're going to blitz, it means you're leaving your corners on an island. And that led to some big plays going the other way. Remember, CeeDee Lamb had a big day. Jefferson had some big days against the secondary. The idea here is if you've got guys who can hold their own, not necessarily week one with rookies, but week 17, 18, postseason, who you can rely on to play on an island, you can still blitz. If Aiden is the only guy consistently getting pressure, you can blitz and not feel like you're getting exposed 20 yards down the field.
Yes. And to go back to that Denver game, Denver was coming in with the hot hand. Mm-hmm. If everybody remembers back to that moment where it was an offense that was starting to find its footing, they felt like, and a lot of people were talking about, they were last year's version of Detroit the year before. They started off really slow, and then all of a sudden, hey, they went on a run at the end of the year. So Detroit was able to stand up in that game defensively and apply pressure. They found different ways to do it, but I don't think they're going to have to do that this year. That will certainly be a part of the game plan, but they're going to be much more varied in how they attack the quarterback because the guy that had the most pressures last year was Aiden Hutchinson. Part of the reason where he wasn't able to get home was somewhat of him, and he needs to be better of not over-pursuing the quarterback and being able to get home. But as he applied that pressure at the last second, the quarterback was able to get the ball off because the receiver was open.
Yeah. It goes hand in hand. Everybody talks about marrying coverage and pass rush, and they chose, rather than to add a couple dudes who were flamethrowers in the front seven, that they wanted to add some dogs in the secondary. And it's six, one, half dozen, another. You got to marry the two. If you want to blitz, and Aaron Glenn says, I want to be a man coverage blitzing defensive coordinator, well, then you need to have the corners to hold up one-on-one. And they didn't just put one guy in that room. They overhauled the room.
Yeah.
So, and they're the guys who play that style of defense, too. No one's making some dramatic scheme shift. Tyrion Arnold played a lot of man coverage in Nick Saban's Alabama secondary.
And it's Ray Shaw. That's supposed to be his specialty.
He's a dog. He'll come up in the run game. He'll press. He'll play physical. He wants to. Now, the only thing you worry about is how the game's officiated, because if you play a lot of press coverage, you may be on the wrong side of a call or two. But the thing is, with this football team, as opposed to previous Lions teams, a call here that goes against them doesn't sink them. They had so many moments handling adversity last season that I don't worry about a bad call anymore, the way that Lions fans have historically been scarred. 248-539-9797. Couple quick ticket text. This one says, edge rusher still a big need. Davenport doesn't move the needle. Feel like we just addressed that. This one says, you guys act like the Lions should automatically make it to the Super Bowl, but the odds are it won't happen for various reasons. Well, no one's saying it's a guarantee. But it's about embracing the fact that you are one of, I don't know, John, four or five teams that can legitimately speak on that.
Yeah. And yeah, odds are, I mean, just look at the numbers. 30 teams aren't going to make the Super Bowl. Odds are that they're going to be one of those 30 teams versus one of the two that does. But to your point, there are only really, I think, four or five, maybe six teams that can legitimately talk about being Super Bowl contenders. And the Lions are certainly at the top of that list.
Texter says, 45 years old, waited my whole life for this. I'm beyond excited. Let's go do it. Jim and John love the attitude of the players, the team embracing Super Bowl expectations. The confidence leads to success. That's the key, the attitude for this football team.